It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Over the past 2 weeks, we've looked at the history of echinacea, or purple coneflower, its medicinal uses, and the possibilities of marketing the many medicine chest qualities of the herb. Today, we'll wind up our three-part study by looking at how to grow them as ornamentals in your yard or garden. These perennials start blooming with the arrival of summer weather and continue throughout the growing season and into early autumn in our High Plains Public Radio broadcast areas. Because they love full sun, are hardy in zones 4 through 10, and could be considered drought-tolerant when a weekly watering schedule is established, they are a near-perfect plant for our part of the prairie. In addition to their drought-resistant qualities, mature coneflowers have a tendency to shrug off most pests and diseases. Make sure they get enough water while the young plants are developing, but once they have reached full size, they'll get by with a weekly watering, or even less if you get an occasional summer shower. If deer are plentiful in your area, you may need to use some repellent to help establish the newly planted coneflowers. But after they move into a healthy adulthood, they can pretty much stand alone against bugs and blights. You can grow native purple coneflowers from seed, sowing 3 or 4 seeds every few inches, then covering lightly with soil and giving them a good drink. Or you can let them sport their seeds through the fall for treats for the birds, and then find them flourishing the next year throughout your flower bed. If you want some of the newer, flashier colors that are now available, you'll have to find them at a garden center, as the modern hybrids don't self-seed very well. But hybridizers have come up with some irresistible coneflowers in a wide palette of warm colors, from the original purple to a variety of hues in red, pink, yellow, white, and orange. All coneflowers will serve you well for several years, as they are perennials that will repeat their blossoms for several seasons. They also welcome new territory, so feel free to dig some up and move them to other areas or give to gardening friends or public growing spaces. Coneflowers are made up of two parts. The petals are called rays that ring around the outside, and the center core is called a disc and is made up of tiny florets. The new hybrids often have discs that produce double florets, making them look like fluffy pom-pom centers. Many of the doubles also sport multiple numbers of blooms that stand from 18 to 36 inches in height, with some blossoms up to 4 inches wide. Purple coneflowers, or their showier cousins, are ideal attractors of butterflies and hummingbirds. That central cone is a perfect pollinator perch, as it functions like a natural landing pad for butterflies and birds to stop by for a quick snack or to stay a while on a natural resting place right at the center of the bloom. And if you want to provide some other floral textures to bring out the flying wildlife, try adding goldenrod and coreopsis plants to give your planted areas more variety. They'll easily partner up with coneflowers in warm and sunny locations to provide a native prairie backdrop for your yard or garden.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.